It's a really great honor to be able to be here once again and be able to fellowship with all of you.
非常的荣幸再次来到这里跟大家一起交通。
I'd like to start today in Exodus chapter 33, verse 15.
我想从出埃及记的第33章第15节开始。
In Exodus chapter 33, verse 15,
出埃及记第33章第15节,
we see a man by the name of Moses.
这里有一个人叫做摩西,
and he's come to this mountaintop, and he's conversing with the Lord.
他来到西乃山与神对话,
and through this conversation,
在神的对话中,
he comes to a realization.
他发现,
in verse 15, it says the following.
第15节这里说,
For Moses had said, If you are not going with us, don't let us move a step from this place.
摩西说，你若不亲自和我同去，就不要把我们从这里领上去。
If you don't go with us, who will ever know that I and my people have found favor with you, and that we are different from any other people upon the face of the earth?
人在何事上得以知道，我和你的百姓在你面前蒙恩呢？岂不是因你与我同去？
In the King James Version, it uses, instead of going with, it uses the word presence.
在清经本那里的翻译是说，不是说你与我们同去，而是说你的同在。
That is something I would like to focus on this morning.
这是今天早上我们所要专注的。
This idea of the presence of the Lord.
主的同在这件事。
Many times we think of presence, and it doesn't have the same effect as it did back then.
现在我们想到同在这件事和当时往往意义是不一样的。
And we think of the presence of the Lord, and sometimes we can get some confusing ideas or maybe some misconceptions.
我们讲到神的同在的时候，有的时候我们会有错误的观念。
Some people say it's a feeling.
有人说这是一种感觉。
Some people say it's something that's always around us. It's like the air we breathe.
就好像呢，有的时候觉得说就是总是在我们周围，就好像我们所呼吸的空气这种同在。
And then there's other opinions that say it can only be in a certain place.
还有其他的观点，就是说只有在某些地方才有神的同在。
I'd like to bring forth the idea that it can be many of these things.
我想要说的是，这些事情可能都会发生。
But more importantly, I'd like to focus on the idea of the presence of the Lord being more powerful than any other presence here on earth.
但是呢，我想要说明的是，神的同在是与跟其他的相比是更加有大有能力的一种同在。
How many people have ever been at their work? And can feel the presence of their boss.
有哪些人在上班的时候能够感觉老板就在他的旁边？
Me being a teacher, I can immediately feel when the principal walks into my classroom. I can feel his presence, even if I don't even see him there.
我是一个老师，但是我在教室里的时候，当校长来到教室里面的时候，虽然我没有看见他，但是我能够感觉他在。
I might feel a little nervous.
我可能会有点紧张。
I might feel under a little bit of pressure.
我感觉到有一些压力。
Maybe you feel the same way when, say, you're doing your work and your boss enters the room.
那么你工作的时候，你老板到你房间的时候，你可能也有同样的感觉。
You might straighten up in your chair.
你可能把椅子放直。
You might click off of Facebook.
你可能呢把 Facebook 关掉。
We know what it means to feel the presence of somebody else in the room.
我们知道，就是有人来到我们这里，在我们有人来的时候，我们。感觉他在的那个感觉。
And oftentimes on this earth, it's the presence of others that we may fear the most or may impact us the most.
那么在世界上的时候，可能是一些其他东西来到我们当中，让我们感觉很强烈，让我们感觉到他在。
We can physically see them. We can maybe touch them. Their ideas and their words may have consequences or repercussions on our life.
我们呢可以看见他们，我们可以摸到他们，他们的想法，他们说的话，对我们会有很大的影响。
But I think for too many times as Christians, we don't have the same respect sometimes for the presence of the Lord.
但是作为基督徒，当神的同在对我们常常却没有那么大的影响力。
However, we are not alone.
我们并不孤独。
Every great man and woman in the Bible seems to have gone through the transformation of knowing the presence of men and then knowing the greater presence of God.
圣经里面的人物也是这样, 他们常常都有从, 啊, 因为人在的压力而改变, 感觉到神的同在, 这样一种转变的过程。
See, if you know the story of Moses, you know for him to say this to the Lord was something very, very big.
知道对于摩西来讲, 他能够说这样的话是非常不得了的事。
For him to tell the Lord, I don't want to go any place that you won't be. I don't want to go any place where your presence will not go with us was a very big thing for him.
对于他来讲, 他能够说出说, 你若不与我同在, 我们就不去, 这样的话, 对他来讲, 是, 是一件非常大的事。
And I want to challenge you today, how many times do we say that ourselves?
我们什么时候, 我们说过多少次这样的话?
I'll be honest and say I probably don't ask that question enough of the Lord.
我承认我常常向主说这样的话,
how many times do we say, unless the Lord is going with me in my job today?
多少次我们说, 除非神, 我去上班的时候, 除非神与我同在,
is going with me in my relationships.
那么在我跟他的关系当中, 他与我同在,
even in my leisure time.
就是在我休息的时候。
You see, Moses did not know the presence of the Lord like this when he was a kid.
当摩西小的时候, 他并没有感觉到神的这种同在。
If you look at the story of Moses and you go back even to Exodus chapter 1,
我们如果看摩西的故事, 回到创世纪第一章, 出埃及记第一章,
you'll find that he was raised in the land of Egypt.
你会发现他是在埃及地长大。
And the greatest presence in the land of Egypt was a man who was called Pharaoh.
那么在埃及地最
In fact, if you study Egyptian history, this Pharaoh was more than just a man, more than just a president or a governor. He was considered to be like a god.
如果学过埃及的历史, 你就知道法老不单单是一个人, 不单单是一个王, 而且呢, 他被人尊为神。
And what he said came to pass.
他说的呢,
happened.
Yeah,
it happened, or what he said.
Okay.
In nature, yeah.
凡是他说的都要成就。
If you look in Exodus chapter 1 very quickly,
如果我们很快地看一下出埃及记第一章,
Pharaoh realizes that the Israelites were becoming very numerous.
法老意识到以色列人人口会非常的众多。
So being he's Pharaoh and he doesn't need to ask anyone else before making a decision.
作为法老,
he says we need to get rid of all the Israelite boys.
他说我们要除掉以色列所有的男孩。
And he makes an edict in verse 22.
在第22节,
Pharaoh commanded all of his people to throw newborn Hebrew boys into the Nile River.
法老吩咐他的众民说以色列所生出的男孩, 他们都要丢在河里。
Pharaoh made his presence felt.
法老使人感觉到他在那里。
When you are exterminating that many human lives, you can't help but recognize somebody who is in charge of that.
那么当你知道, 当这么多的人的生命在他手里的时候, 你就知道他的权力有多大。
Moses' life, as we know, was saved.
我们知道摩西他的生命被得到拯救。
His mother put him in a basket and put him in the Nile River.
他的母亲把他放在一个篮子, 然后
And by God's grace, he was rescued by none other than one of Pharaoh's own people.
因着神的恩典, 摩西呢, 恰恰是被法老的家里的人拯救了。
He was raised in Pharaoh's house.
他是在法老的宫殿里被长大, 被抚养成人。
So he realized the power of the presence of Pharaoh.
所以他能够感觉到法老的威力。
As the story continues in chapter 2,
当我们继续看这个故事到第二章的时候,
Moses takes justice into his own hands.
摩西呢, 他自己要来成就公义。
And he tries to help his fellow Hebrew by stopping an Egyptian from beating him.
他呢, 要帮助自己的同胞, 不让, 当埃及人在打他的同胞的时候, 他要帮助他。
When it's discovered that he has killed the Egyptian, he runs.
后来因为他杀了埃及人被发现, 他就逃跑了。
I don't believe he runs because he knows it was the wrong thing to do.
他逃跑, 我相信不是因为他觉得做了错事。
I don't believe he runs because he just wanted to move all of a sudden.
也不是他突然就想要离开。
He runs because he's scared of the what Pharaoh will do to him.
他逃跑是因为害怕法老将要对他做的事。
He goes to a land called Midian.
他来到一个地方叫做米甸。
And he settles there.
他在那里住下。
Hoping that he's far away enough from the presence of Pharaoh.
他希望呢能够远远的离开法老。
And because he's allowed to live, he probably has gone far away enough.
他能够在那里居住，说明呢他可能跑得已经够远。
You see, Moses was born with the fear of the presence of men.
你知道，摩西在长大的过程中，一直呢都有着对人的在那里的畏惧。
I believe in this country we're naturally born into some of that as well.
相信在这个国家，我们大概也差或多或少都是同样的。
When presidents or governors or men put an authority over us, make an edict or a law, we must follow it.
就是如果这个国家的总统或者我们的州长或者有权力的人，他们设立了法律之后，我们都必须啊活在这法律之下。With
April 15th coming up, we know how much we need to follow sometimes.
那4月15这是报税的节期哈，到的时候我们大家都知道我们需要啊要遵守哪些规则。
And if you're too young to understand what that means, don't worry, you will eventually.
如果你还年轻不明白的话，不用着急，长大了你会知道。
You see, Moses had to have a change of mindset.
我们看到摩西他的心智需要改变。
He needed to have a paradigm shift.
他需要改变他的想法。
And you see this idea of the presence of men being so ingrained in his mind by the first time that he actually meets the Lord.
知道，因为呢，他对人的在的这种畏惧的心理，所以当他第一次遇见神的时候。
As you continue in the book of Exodus, you read about him meeting the Lord at a burning bush.
那么我们就读到他在燃烧的荆棘中第一次遇见神。
You can read about this for yourself in Exodus chapter. Give me one moment. Exodus chapter 3, yes.
在出埃及记第三章，我们就读到这个故事。
He is talking to the Lord at a burning bush.
在燃烧的荆棘中，他与神对话。
And yet every single time the Lord possibly commands him to do something or says a great thing that he has for him to do,
每一次当神命令他做事或者告诉他要做什么事的时候,
Moses' thinking is not, wow, the Lord is talking to me.
摩西想到的不是, 哦, 神在对我说话。
Moses' thinking is not, wow, this bush is not going down, it's continuing to burn.
他讲的不是, 这个荆棘一直燃烧却没有烧毁。
Moses' first thought is, what will men think about me?
他首先想到的是人会如何想我。
What will men say if I try to do these things?
而是说我要做这些事的时候人会怎么想，人会说什么。
He is filled with this fear of the presence of men.
他心里面充满了对人的惧怕。
You can read about this going down in the verses, starting in verse 11.
从第十一节开始,
Moses talks back to God and says, oh, I'm not the man for this job.
他甚至对神说，我做不了这个事。
Going to verse 13, after the Lord assures Moses he is the right man,
第十三节，在神对摩西说了你就是那个人之后,
Moses says, if I go to the people of Israel, what do I say to them? They won't believe me.
摩西对神说，我对以色列人说什么呢？他们不会相信我。
The excuses continue.
他一直在找借口。
Rooted in the fear of men.
原因呢，就是因为他对人惧怕。
So how do you go from the fear of the presence of men to the fear of the presence of God?
你怎样转变从对人的惧怕而转变对神的同在的惧怕？
Just like anything, it takes developing a very real relationship.
和其他的事一样，这需要我们跟神之间的关系的不断的进展。
You see, even though Moses was born with the fear of men,
虽然摩西成长的过程中一直在怕人,
in the presence of God,
但是在神的同在,
he began to see that things could happen that couldn't happen in simple presence of men.
他发现这些事情在人在的时候不能发生的事情，因为神的同在而发生。
And if you think this is Well, maybe that's just for Moses. That's not for anybody else.
这好像呢，只是跟摩西有关，跟其他的人无关。
You can look through the Bible and see the same exact story repeating itself.
但是在圣经中，你会看到同样的故事一直的发生。
God choosing a man or choosing a woman.
无论神选择一个人或者一个女人。
And changing the mindset from the fear of men.
改变从怕人的心。
To a greater fear of the awesome presence of God.
到敬畏神的，改变成敬畏神的心。
Take Gideon for example in Judges chapter 6.
士师记里面第六章基甸的故事。
He was so fearful of the presence of the Midian army.
他一开始非常惧怕米甸军队。
That he was living in a literal hole in the ground.
他住在一个小洞穴里面。
Take Esther.
还有以斯帖。
Initially, she was so fearful of going before the king that she said, I can't do that.
一开始呢，她非常惧怕，不敢呢到王那里去。
But there was a transformation in both of their lives.
但是在他们两个人的生命中都有一个转变。
Fear of men transformed into a greater fear of the presence of God.
从怕人改变到对神非常的敬畏。
In Luke chapter 22, I think we have one of the greatest examples.
在路加福音第22章, 有一个非常好的例子。
In Luke 22, in verse 54,
路加福音22章,
we have a man that was continually fearful of what other people might say or might think.
Which chapter?
Verse 54, Luke 22.
路加福音22章第52节，54节。
His name was Peter.
有一个人叫做他的名字叫彼得。
He was a disciple of Jesus.
他是主耶稣的门徒。
But he hadn't recognized the presence of God yet.
但是他还不认识神的同在。
He walked with him every single day.
每天都与主同在。
He got to see many miracles.
他看到很多的神迹。
But in this moment,
但是在那一刻,
he's extremely fearful of the presence of men.
但是在那一刻他非常的对人惧怕。
Not even men, it happens to just be a servant girl.
不是一个人, 不过就是一个仆人。
It says in verse 56,
在第56节,
A servant girl noticed him in the firelight and began staring at him. Finally she spoke, This man was with Jesus. Peter denied it.
有一个使女看见彼得坐在火光中，就定睛看他说：“这人素来也是同那人一伙的。”彼得却不承认。Woman,
he said, I don't even know the man.
说女子，我不认得他。After
a while, someone else looked at him and said, You must be one of them. No, sir, I am not, Peter replied.
过了不多的时候，又有一个人看见他说：“你也是他们一党的。”彼得说：“你这个人，我不是。”
About an hour later, someone else flatly stated, I know this fellow is one of Jesus' disciples, for both are from Galilee.
约过了一小时, 又有一个人极力地说, 他实在是同那人一伙的, 因为他也是加利利人。
But Peter said, Man, I don't know what you are talking about.
彼得说, 你这个人, 我不晓得你说的是什么。
Three times, he displayed a fear of men.
彼得三次表现出他对人的惧怕。
So how do we overcome this?
我们怎么能够胜过?
What can be done for something that surrounds us every single day?
我们怎么样能够胜过每天都在我们当中发生的事?
Let's talk about this idea of presence.
让我们来思想同在这件事。
I would like you, if you could,
如果你可以的话,
take a second in your mind,
想一秒钟,
and think of someone that you enjoy spending time with.
花一秒钟想一想你愿意与他同在的某一个人。
It could be somebody in your family.
也许是你家里的人。
It could be somebody that you know that's a very good friend.
也许是你认识的一个好朋友。
Do you have them? You have them in your mind?
有没有想出来?
I want you to think about how you possibly first met them.
我想你回忆一下你第一次遇见他的时候的情形。
Do you have that in your mind?
想出来没有?
I see a lot of smiles, so I'm thinking that's a good thing.
很多人笑了，这是好事。
Most likely, it came from an invitation.
很有可能呢，是因为一个邀请。
It might have been a simple gesture.
也许呢，是一个很简单的姿势。
It might have been a physical word.
也许呢，说的什么话。
It might have been a text message.
也许是给你发的短信。
But there was some type of invitation to get to know them better.
但是呢，是一种某一种形式的邀请，让你们认识。
I would like to challenge you this morning.
我愿意问大家。
To invite the presence of God.
邀请神来到当中。
In everything you do.
你做的每一件事。
The idea, it sounds simple.
很简单的想法。
You might say, oh, well, but God is omnipresent.
神是到无所不在。
He's everywhere, all the time.
在任何时候，他到处，他无所不在。
And I believe you're right.
你是对的。
But just because someone is there doesn't mean that we acknowledge their presence.
但是他在不等于呢，我们知道他在。
Have you ever had somebody in your life that you know they're there, but you ignore them on purpose?
你是不是有这样的经历？你知道人在有人在那里，但是你就故意的忽略。
Maybe a younger brother or a younger sister who sometimes can be very annoying.
也许是你很烦的弟弟或者妹妹。
And they could be there, but you just purposely don't recognize them.
他们就在那里，但是你故意的去忽略他们。
I personally we don't practice this with the Lord.
但是我们跟神不是这样。
But have you ever been so busy or so focused on a certain goal or task that someone is there that you genuinely would want to acknowledge or recognize, but you're so busy that you just don't?
是不是有的时候因为我们太忙于工作或者太忙于某一件事情，虽然我们愿意承认，愿意认识到有人在我们旁边，但是我们因为太忙而忽略呢？
In a pattern that I've been able to share fellowship with you, I've brought something for you today.
今天呢，我愿意我带来一样东西来说明这件事。
And it's nothing that could hurt you like a nail or a rock.
不是像钉子或者石头这种东西会伤害到你们的东西。
It's kind of simple. Some people would say it would be silly, actually.
因为非常简单，有些人可能觉得有点傻，有点冒傻气。
It's a party invitation.
就是一个邀请参加聚会的参加 party 的一个邀请卡。
Many invitations actually.
是很多邀请很多。
All different kinds.
都各式各样。
If you like a simple one, you can get a simple one. If you like a dinosaur, you can have a dinosaur.
有简单的，有恐龙的。
But see, it's interesting because when you get an invitation in the mail.
当你在邀请里面收到邀请的时候，
it contains information that is important.
里面有重要的信息。
It tells you who it's for.
告诉你是从谁来的。
That would normally be for you if you got it.
告诉你呢是邀请谁，通常呢因为是你收到的，所以是邀请你。
It tells you what date that the party is going to happen.
告诉你呢这个聚会是哪一天。
What time?
什么时间。
And what place?
在哪里？
Seems simple, just a piece of paper.
很简单，好像不过就是一张纸而已。
But yet if you get one of these for a wedding or a party or any type of event,
但是如果你收到了这个结婚的邀请卡或者其他聚会的邀请卡，
you usually make an effort to show up.
通常呢你都要出席。
Sometimes you get dressed and look very nice.
有时候你要穿得整整齐齐的。
You usually bring a gift that sometimes can be very expensive.
有时候你也许会带很贵重的礼物。
Just from a simple piece of paper.
就是因为收到这张简单的邀请卡。
Amazing, yes?
是不是很有趣？
I want to challenge you today.
但是今天我愿意向大家挑战。
To take one of these,On your way out. And when you take one, to bring it to the place that you want to invite God to.
那么今天呢，你可不可以
You might say, what exactly do you mean by that?
他说是什么意思呢?
How many of you invite God into your work every single day?
我们当中有多少人每天邀请神来到你的工作当中?
How many of you maybe invite him into your home?
邀请到你家里,
and acknowledge him that he is there.
而承认他在那里。
There was a story of a very, very powerful evangelist.
有一个故事讲到一个非常有能力的传福音的人。
He's from Australia.
是从澳大利亚。
And he felt God call on his life to be a pastor.
他感到神呼召要让他做牧师。
But as he's going through Bible school,
但是呢, 他在, 啊, 圣经学校的过程里面,
he's working at a butcher's shop to help pay.
他呢, 他在一个店里面打工来, 啊, 来赚钱养活他自己。
And he acknowledged that, you know, when I go to school at night, that is where I feel God's presence, and that is where I belong.
他说, 当我晚上去圣经学校的时候, 我感觉到神的同在, 那是, 啊, 属于我的地方。
But when I have to go to my job, it's a lot of men, and they use bad language and tell bad jokes, and God's presence can't possibly be there.
他说,但是我去上班的时候, 那里有很多人, 啊, 讲话都很粗鲁, 那不是神在的地方。
And then he was challenged one day.
他在那里呢, 就, 啊, 要面临这样一个挑战。
To invite God into his butcher shop.
那么就是邀请神到他打工的地方, 就是那个卖肉的地方。
And so as crazy as it sounded to him,
这个想法一开始对他来讲很疯狂。
He would kneel down every day.
每天早上他都跪下。
And as he knelt down,
当他跪下的时候,
he would hold up his knives.
他拿着刀, 因为那是卖肉的, 就是屠宰店。
And as he's holding up his knives early in the morning before the day started,
每天早上开始的时候, 他手里拿着刀, 跪在那里。
He would pray that God would bless his cutting.
他祷告神能够, 他切肉的时候, 神能够祝福他。
And that he would be able to glorify God with his job.
使他在工作当中能够荣耀神。
At first, he was scared of what other people would say if he started his day like this.
一开始呢, 他真的是很害怕, 他每天这样开始的时候, 别人会说什么。
And as you can imagine, it was quite a sight seeing a man kneeling on the floor with blood in front of a piece of meat with knives in his hands.
可以想象的, 那是一种什么情形, 一个人拿着刀, 手上还有血, 跪在那里祷告。
Some people thought he was actually praying to the cow.
有人觉得他也许是对牛在祷告。
But as he began to explain that he wanted to invite God into all parts of his life,
但是当他解释对人解释说他是邀请神进入他生活的每一个部分的时候,
people began to take notice.
人们开始注意他。
They began to notice that he did his work with even greater attention to detail.
他发现呢, 这个人在工作的时候非常的尽心尽力。
Because he was no longer doing it for men, but doing it for God.
因为他不再是为人做, 而是为神做。
He began to enjoy his work.
他开始喜欢他的工作。
And it was amazing, but one by one, different butchers in the shop began to know who Jesus Christ was.
非常惊奇的是, 这个店里面的屠夫, 一个一个开始信了主。
It didn't happen overnight.
不是一夜之间就发生的。
But he said, just day by day,
但是一天一天,
it wasn't a long prayer, but day by day,
不是每天做很长的祷告, 但是每天,
he would take that time to invite God into his work.
他在那段时间里面邀请神进入他的工作。
He began to see that as he acknowledged the presence of God,
他发现当他认识到神同在的时候,
with his words and with his actions,
神的话, 神的工作,
others began to acknowledge it as well.
其他的人也感觉到神的同在。
He said it was amazing to see someone come up to him and say, I don't understand, I don't necessarily know what it is, but there's something different about this place and about you, and I want to know what that is.
那么就有人来到他的, 来问他说, 我不知道发生了什么事情, 也不知道这个地方怎么样, 但是我感觉到不同, 为什么呢? 你能跟我解释吗?
Isn't it amazing how when we begin to acknowledge God's presence, those around us acknowledge that there's a presence there as well.
当我们认识到, 当我们承认神的同在的时候, 我们周围的人也能够感觉到神的同在, 这是不是非常的稀奇呢?
Once again, am I saying this happens overnight? No.
这不是一夜之间就发生的事。
But I think one of the greatest things he said is that he had to acknowledge it for himself first.
但是呢, 最重要的是, 他首先要这样的承认, 要认识到神的同在。
That is how a transformation takes place.
改变就是这样发生的。
First, through invitation.
首先呢, 是借着邀请。
Now the second part is, just because you invite someone to a party,
第二步是这样, 虽然你邀请人,
you have
虽然你发出了邀请,
you have to acknowledge that they're there when they come.
第二步呢, 就是他们来了的时候, 你要承认他们在哪里。
It was interesting. I remember being a child.
我记得我小时候,
I would love to invite lots of people to my party.
那父母呢, 允许我邀请很多人参加我的聚会。
And I wanted to invite all my family members.
我要邀请, 家里面所有的人,
even ones that I did not know.
甚至我不认识的。
And my mom said, why are you inviting so many people, even these people who they don't like playing games, they don't even know you.
你为什么邀请那么多人呢? 甚至那些也不来玩游戏的人, 甚至不认识你的人, 为什么你也要邀请?
I said, oh, I don't want to talk to them, I just want them to bring me presents.
那我说, 虽然我不想跟他们讲话, 但是我希望他们给我带礼物。
Well, let's just say it didn't work out so well.
当然这个,
The first time they came,
常常不像我所期望,
the first time they came and they were excited.
第一次来的时候, 他们都很兴奋,
and then when they saw that I'd never talked to them,
然后后来他们发现我并不跟他们讲话,
they started to stop coming.
他们就不再来了,
and stopped bringing presents.
也不带礼物了。
I'm thankful that God is not like my relatives.
但是我感谢神, 神不像我的那些亲戚。
Sometimes, though, we can put that expectation on God for that very reason.
那么我们呢, 我们向神是可以有这样的期望。
See, after we invite Him,
我们邀请了神,
I want to challenge you to communicate.
我希望大家能够跟神有交通。
Throughout the day.
在一天当中。
Another great example of the presence of God transforming.
那么, 另外一个例子就是神怎样改变人的一个例子。
It's the story of Nehemiah, and we don't have to turn there at the moment.
就是尼希米的故事。
See, he once again was in the service of a king, but the king was more considered like a god.
那么他一样呢, 也是呢, 为王做事, 而那个王呢, 在很多人的心目中就是神。
We are talking about the king of Assyria, King Xerxes.
我们也讲到, 亚述王。
And he was serving him as a cupbearer.
他是给他，他是他的酒政。
He wants to go back to repair his homeland.
他想要呢回以色列来修复他的家乡。
And he's very sad.
他的心非常的忧伤。
So when the king asks him, "Why are you sad? What do you want?"
那么当王问他，你为什么忧伤呢？
In that moment,
在那一刻，
because he realizes the presence of God is there.
因为尼希米认识到神的同在,
he asked the Lord in that moment.
他在那个时候向神求问,
and because he has communication
因为,
with the Lord,
因为他跟神有交通,
he asked something very bold.
他说, 他就有大胆的请求,
he doesn't simply talk about his problem to the king.
他不是简简单单的向王说他有什么问题,
he states his dilemma and then asks for materials and things so he may go back and build his city.
而是向王求他所需要的, 东西需要的物质, 所以他可以回到他的家乡。
Imagine doing that.
想象他做这样的事。
Imagine your boss goes up to you and says, hey, you're looking kind of sad.
想象你的老板到你跟前说, 你为什么看着, 忧伤呢?
And you were to say, oh, well, things aren't going right where I'm from. Maybe it's a far away and I would like you to pay for my flight and give me money to make things better.
想象你怎么回答王, 你说, 我老家那边, 发生了很多的问题, 你可不可以给我买机票, 给我买我需要的东西带回去?
It sounds absurd. But because he had communication and he knew God's presence was there, he was able to ask for great things.
但是呢, 因为尼希米知道神的同在, 所以呢, 他可以跟王来求这些事。
Because the Lord had put that on his heart.
因为神将这些放在他心里。
See, there's invitation.
大家看到从邀请开始,
There is communication.
与神交通.
And then the last part is it gives great boldness to accomplish great things.
那么最后一件事呢, 就是大胆的来成就.
The simple presence of the Lord gives us strength beyond anything on earth.
神的同在给我们超过世上任何的力量.
It reminds me of this story.
有这样一个故事.
There was a football player, and he went through high school and through college, and it got many awards.
有一个足球运动员，他从高中开始一直到大学，他得了很多的奖.
He was known for his tenacity and ferociousness on the football field. Strength.
他是他的力量，他是力量型的，他因为他这个力量非常的大，所以呢，他在这一方面他是很有名的.
He was very aggressive.
他非常的有攻击性.
Many people thought he was one of the best players there every single time they watched him.
那么每次当人看他打球的时候，好多人都觉得他是在场上最好的运动员.
However, during his junior year in college,
但是在大学三年级的时候,
there was a game, a very, very big championship game.
有一场非常重要的比赛.
However, when he played very timid and weak.
但是他在那场球上所表现的却是非常的软弱.
And at halftime, the coach came up to him and said, what happened? What's going on?
中场的时候，教练来问他说，到底发生了什么事？
He said, you're not yourself.
他说，你怎么不像你自己？
He said, don't worry about it. I'll be okay.
但他对教练说，不用担心，我应该OK.
The game continued and there was no change in his play. He kept playing weak and timid.
在下半场的时候，他的表现还是一样，他还是表现出非常的软弱。
He eventually lost the game.
结果呢，他们输掉那场比赛。
And the coach was so worried that he actually tried to call home and see if maybe something in his family had happened.
那个教练呢，就非常的担心，甚至呢给他家里打电话，他就说他是不是家里面发生了什么事。
However, when the phone was picked up, there was no answer on the other end as the coach began talking.
但是呢，虽然有人接电话，但是电话的另外一端却没有人跟教练讲话。
Some sounds, but mostly just silence.
能够听到一些声音，但是大部分时间都是沉默。
You see, the coach still didn't understand what had happened, and even though he called home, he didn't know why the phone would be picked up, but it would be mainly silence.
虽然教练给他家里打了电话，但是教练还是不明白发生了什么事。虽然呢，有人接电话，但是却没有人讲话。
The next game, however, the player was back to playing great.
但是下一场比赛的时候，那个运动员又恢复了他过去的情形。
The coach asked him after the game, after he had a tremendous game, well, why was it so different?
那么比赛结束之后呢，教练就来问他，到底发生了什么事，在两场比赛中的表现差别这么大。
The player pointed to a man in the stands.
那么那个运动员呢，就指给他看一个人。
He said that is why it is different.
他就说，这是为什么，这就是为什么。
He said that makes all the difference.
他说就是因为他。
The coach said, who is this man?
那教练问说，这个人是谁？
He said, oh, this man is my father.
他说是我的父亲。
And as the coach observed the father for the rest of the game,
那么在比赛接下来的时间，当这个教练看着他的父亲的时候，
he noticed the father did not make a sound.
他发现他父亲一句话也不说。
And he later on asked the player, he said, well, why does he make a difference? He's not shouting, he's not yelling. What difference does he make?
他问这个运动员说，你父亲也没有喊，也没有叫，他为什么会有那么大的影响力呢？
He said, oh, that's because my father, he's deaf.
他说，哦，因为我的父亲是一个聋子。
But it's not about just what he does or sounds that he would make. It's about him simply being there.
不是因为呢他能够说什么话或者做什么，乃是就是因为他在那里。
He says, my father has protected me since I was a boy.
他说，当我还是小孩的时候，我父亲就一直保护我。
And I know that because he is a highly skilled martial artist, he would never let anything bad happen to me on the football field.
因为我知道，他是一个非常
martial arts, karate.
我知道，因为呢。 因为我知道我的父亲他的武功非常的高，所以我知道呢，他不会让任何人害到我，伤害我。
That is the difference that presence can make.
这就是呢，同在能够啊对我们的影响。
Not to put down my brother, but when we would play basketball together.
啊，当我跟我的弟兄打篮球的时候，不是看不起他。
I happen to be a much better basketball player than he was.
那么我比我弟弟呢啊打球打得好得多。
He was smaller in stature.
啊，他小很多。
And wasn't as talented and could not play as well.
啊，他也不是非常的有天赋，所以他球打得也不是那么好。
However, even though he was my older brother, when he was on my team, I played so much better.
虽然呢他是我的哥哥，但是呢如果我们一起打球，他在我这个队上的时候，我打得比他要好得很多。
There was something about having the presence of someone who knew me and who would encourage me and who was a part of my life being on the team that just gave me strength and courage to play amazing.
虽然呢是这样，但是他跟我在一起 play, 跟我在一个队里面的时候，因为他的同在，他给我很多的力量，让我可以打得更好。
Maybe you have somebody in your life like we mentioned earlier.
也许在你的生命中，刚才你想到的那些人。
You could be going through the hardest situation, but just them being there.
也许你会在非常艰难的情形当中，但是就是因为他们在。
Can totally just change your outlook or your view or how you go about the situation.
能够呢完全的改变你，改变你的看法，改变呢你对环境的认识。
This is what Moses realized.
这就是摩西所发现的。
Today on this card, as I mentioned before,
在这张卡上，今天我讲到了。
And there's plenty of them in the back.
在后面有很多。
I challenge you to take it.
我希望大家能够拿。
And to fill it out and put it someplace where you know you possibly haven't been inviting the presence of God to be.
请大家呢啊拿一张，然后呢邀请。写在上面，邀请神到一个你也许没有想啊，从来没有邀请神的地方。
To be so intentional about it, like Moses was.
就像摩西一样，是真的是全心全意的。
That you literally ask the Lord, "Would you go with me today?"
就是跟神说，今天你与我同去吗
？Would you go with me in my job that is difficult?
是就是跟我同去。在我非常艰难的工作当中有你的同在。
Would you go with me in dealing with this relationship that sometimes can be overwhelming?
当我要面对这些人与人际之间非常难以处理的关系的时候，祝你与我同去吗？
And as you acknowledge that he is there with you,
当你认识到他与你同在的时候，
Don't forget to communicate to him.
不要忘记跟他有交通。
It doesn't need to be extravagantly long or many, many hours.
不是需要说很长很长几个小时的祷告
But just like a real relationship.
但是是真正的跟他的关系
Take the time.
花一点时间
I believe that it is the presence of God that has the power to change so many things around us.
我相信是神的同在的力量是可以改变我们周围许许多多的事情
There is a man who knew this from the start.
然后有一个人知道这件事。
We talked about him two times ago when I was here.
啊，前几次我来的啊，有一次啊，我来的时候讲到这个人。
David.
就是大卫。
As a young boy, even he knew the presence of God was so powerful.
其实他是小的时候他就知道神同在的大能。
That when he stood in front of a man 10 feet tall.
当他站在一个十尺高的巨人面前的时候。
He was not fearful.
他并不惧怕。
He believed that much in the presence of God to change things.
他相信神的同在可以改变一切。
In Psalm 51, he talks about praying to the Lord and saying, "Lord, you can do anything to me, but do not take your presence away from me."
诗篇五十一篇的时候，他说：“神啊，你可以做任何事情，但是不要离开你的同在。
”In Psalm 23, the Psalm, verse we know very well.
诗篇23篇，我们非常熟悉的经节。
He talks about the presence of God being so great that even though he is in the presence of his enemies, he is not fearful.
因为神的同在，即使他在敌人的面前，他也不惧怕。
That is the way I believe we must walk with the Lord, acknowledging his presence.
我相信，当我们与神同在的时候，我们与神同行的时候，就是这样，要认识到神的同在。
It's amazing that all these men throughout the Bible, as they were transformed,
圣经当中这些人被神所改变的时候，
from being fearful of men to having a greater fear of the presence of God,
从怕人到敬畏神的同在。
You can read of the amazing things that follow.
你可以读到很多很多的事。
Peter is so fearful of a servant girl in chapter 22 of Luke.
在路加福音22章，我们看到彼得是那样的惧怕一个使女。
But yet in Acts chapter 4, he's not afraid to be put in prison and whipped because he says he must obey God rather than men.
但是在使徒行传第四章，当彼得被抓到监里面的时候，被鞭打的时候，他却说啊，他要惧怕神而不是惧怕人。
Gideon, so fearful of an enemy army of the Midianites that he's living in a hole in the ground.
基甸也是一样，他非常的惧怕米甸人的军队，他躲在洞穴里面。
The presence of God changes him.
但是神的同在改变了他。
And he goes up against hundreds of thousands of men with only 300.
但是他能够起来，只带380人，能够面对了成千上万的米甸人。
I don't know what the battles you are facing are.
我不知道你所面临的征战如何。
I don't know how overwhelming the odds may seem.
我也不知道你所面临的困难有多么的巨大。
But as we leave today,
但是
I want you to invite God to them.
但是你面对这些事情的时候，我希望你能够邀请神来到当中。
And just like an invitation, I know it may sound silly, but I keep one of these on my desk at school.
但是我在我的学校里面呢，我也保留这样的一张卡片。
I personally like the dinosaur best.
我自己呢，我最喜欢的就是恐龙的这样的封面。
My kids always ask me, well, what party are you going to?
那么那些小孩总是问我说，你去参加哪一个 party?
I said, oh no, it's not for me.
他说这不是我去参加。
I said it's to help remind me that the party's already here.
乃是呢，邀请我那个聚会就在这里。
And God's here, and so He's changed the situation.
神在这里，他改变一切。
And you know, it seemed silly going back 8 months ago.
八个月以前哈，有一件好像很傻的事。
Because my class did not seem like a party.
因为呢，我教的那个班并不像是一个 party.
And there was a lot of students getting suspended, a lot of students going through drugs, going to jail.
很多学生他们休学，他们用毒品，他们被教养在监狱里。
But I believe because of God's presence and through just simple prayer.
但是我相信，因为神的同在，就借着简单的祷告。
He's begun to change it.
他开始做改变。
And just this past week,
就是上个礼拜
，a Bible club has been started in my school.
在我们学校开始了一个圣经学习的聚会。
At first, no one said, "Oh, you can't do that in a public school."
一开始呢，大家都说在公立学校这是不可能的。
I believe God's presence has begun to change many.
但是我相信神的同在使人改变。
We have many kids and now even teachers attending the club.
很多孩子甚至连老师都来参加聚会。
I know it's not because of me.
我知道不是因为我。
Because of God's presence.
那是因为神的同在。
That can change a situation.
它可以改变环境。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
God, I thank you so much for your presence.
主，实在感谢你的同在。
I thank you, Lord, that despite our mistakes in the past and despite the ways that we fall short,
虽然我们过去许多的失败，虽然我们很多地方够不上。
You are a loving and forgiving God.
但是你是爱并且赦免的主。
Even times, Lord, when we don't take time to be with you and time to acknowledge that you're there.
虽然我们都不肯花时间来承认你与我们同在，不肯与你同在。
I thank you that you are still faithful to us.
但是你对我们的信实不会改变。
God, I ask that we would take the time to invite you.
主啊，帮助我们真的是花时间来邀请你到我们当中。
Into our jobs.
来到我们工作当中。
Into our schools.
来到我们学校。
Into our families.
来到我们家里。
When we hang out with friends.
当我们与朋友在一起的时候。
That we would acknowledge that you are there.
我们要承认你在那里。
And we would honor you with our words and with our actions.
要用我们的言语，用我们的行为，主啊，来使你得到尊重。
It says in Colossians 3:23.
就像哥罗西书三章二十三节所说。
That everything we do,
我们做的每一件事
in word and in deed,
无论是我们的言语还是行为
should be done unto the name of Jesus Christ.
就是为着耶稣基督的名。
Help us to do that every day.
帮助我们每天这样的生活。
In your awesome name.
在你啊，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.